this type of teaching, even though I got used to it last spring, still feels awkward, which actually fits the theme pretty well. So my name is Lotta Kokkonen, and I work at the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. We used to call that place Language Center, but because we do so much other things than teach languages, we do research and we look into the phenomena of multilingual and intercultural communication from many perspectives. The name change was kind of logical from that perspective. MOVI, in short. And we still offer a lot of language courses that I can talk more. And I'm sure you have part of this introduction. You have also a presentation from MOVI, where you find more information about different language courses. Anyway, this is really weird. I only see my face and it feels as if I'm going crazy and talking by myself at home, lockdown. I would like to make this a bit more interactive. So I'm going to ask you to share something in chat, and hopefully we will also be dividing you into smaller groups, into so-called breakout rooms, where you get to talk to each other. So I hope that this is okay for everyone. Unfortunately, we can't sort of decide who is going to be in small groups and who is not. But if you don't want to participate into the discussion when you are being put into these smaller groups, just maybe it would be nice to tell others that are not participating, or you just don't participate. So we don't force anybody to be active here. I'm hopefully reading the chat all the time. So if you have any questions or comments in the meantime, don't hesitate to, you know, comment, ask a question, etc., etc. But let me share you my screen and I can show you some slides that I have prepared. Here we go. So the topic is encountering a new culture with a question mark. And I think the question mark is really important feature of what we're going to talk today. Just wanted to make sure you can see the slides.
Yes, Lotta, we can.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Elisa, for making sure of that. So, you are all part of the process called internationalization, right? It's the idea that we have exchange students, we have international students, that makes us somehow more international. But I would like us to just to think about for a minute, what does that mean? Why we are part of this process? It is an important process. The University of Jyväskylä, and it's not the only institution, there are many, many other institutions out there who have also stated that it is part of the strategy to become more international and enhance internationalization. As you can see in our strategy, University of Jyväskylä for 2019 and 2030, it's also stated that we really want to include strong interaction competence, language skills and cultural awareness, as well as global and ethical responsibility as part of the curricula. So that's one part of the process. But then you are part of the process. Oftentimes, universities are being called international because of you, because of, you know, the foreigners that we have around. But what about you? What is the internationalization for you? And why did you want to move around and go to another university and study there? I'm going to ask you this a bit more in the meantime, but then we have students who have worked with us for a long time. And here is a one quote from one student, Tomislav. And he, I think, quite well summarized the idea of what we have at MOVI, is that becoming international and internationalization is actually developing your multilingual and intercultural competence. So it's something that you can learn, and it's not just traveling around the world. It's not just that an international person is someone who has lived abroad, but it is something more. It's a competence that you can learn and you can enhance. So hopefully this kind of mindset helps you to, you know, get most out of your exchange period and out of your time studying abroad. What we're briefly talking today is about expectations that you have for your exchange or for your study period, and then possible realities. Do they meet? And then I have some examples, some ideas how we can all cope in this world of uncertainties and situations that we are not familiar with from before. If you think about your expectations related to your time at University of Jyväskylä, you know, why did there will be the question, why did you want to come to Jyväskylä? That would be a frequent question that people will ask you. Then, you know, what do you expect? What are the expectations? Then we oftentimes we have very strong expectations. Sometimes they are even, we're not aware of the expectations. And then when we encounter the reality, whether our expectations are met or whether they are not met, then the reactions are often very emotional. So for example, if I expect that, well, there, it's a true story. I've done an exchange. I went to the Netherlands. This is a long time ago. And I was expecting that I will meet a lot of Dutch people. I will have Dutch friends and I will be fluent in Dutch by the end of my exchange. I didn't meet that many Dutch students, and my disappointment was huge, and I didn't know how to explain that. I was disappointed with myself. I got angry. I got, you know, frustrated. So I reacted with very emotional way. And then that sort of shaped the whole experience of I didn't feel at home. But that's because of my expectations. Now, when I look back at my experience, there were so many things that were great, excellent, fantastic, and I met wonderful people. But at the time, I didn't probably realize and appreciate those things as much as I could have done. So I hope that you don't do the same mistakes, but you sort of become aware of your expectations and then be ready to adjust your expectations when you actually encounter the reality. But now I would like, oh, sorry, this is not how slides are supposed to be working. Forget about that orange bubble there, but focus on the questions above. What do you expect? So what do you expect from your exchange period? What do you expect from your studies at University of Jyväskylä? And now I would like you to be active on chat. I know that you are many out there, but it would be nice that if you just write something, you know, what do you expect from next 6 months or next 12 months while you're studying at Jyväskylä? So I'll give you a couple of minutes to write something in chat. I would love to hear from you. Smooth stay and meet nice people. Excellent. Sounds brilliant. Interesting courses. Excellent. New experiences. Yep. Meeting new people. Excellent. International orientation, new things, friends, cooperation. Yep, new friends. Yep. Touch different culture. Yep, I expect find more positive and dark winter. Good, you are well prepared. Getting experience in your fields. Yep, new perspectives. I hope to integrate more into Finnish culture and meet new international students. That is an excellent expectation. And while you are writing your expectations there in chats, don't stop. You can continue. Just a quick comment on that note that you would like to learn more about Finnish culture. I do research and my enthusiastic, I put my energy into teaching and learning about intercultural communication. And in that whole field and discipline, there is a kind of big change, moving away from talking about national cultures. The challenge is that if you think about yourself, and if you think that, I am, in my case, I am a Finn. So what does that mean? Sometimes I can say that, well, I appreciate equality because that's how, that's stereotypically as part of Finnish culture. But what does that mean? What does that mean in practice? Or I can say that my communication style is very direct. And to me, that means that I'm just being honest and I appreciate the other person and I'm not just going to be blabbering about things. But not always. So sometimes I'm very indirect because of the other person, because of the situation, or because of the context. So the challenge of talking about these big national cultures is being criticized. And that's one of the things that I would like you to sort of revise your expectation is that what is the Finnish culture that you are expecting? Because I'm sure it's going to be different whether you are going to study at the University of Jyväskylä. Or let's say if you went and lived with my great aunt in Rovaniemi, which is in North Finland. So the culture that you would be immersed is completely different, I would say. So anyway, that's enough for that. Next question that I would like you to talk in these breakout rooms. No. Here. Why do you have these expectations? Why do you want to meet new friends? Why? So now if Elisa, maybe
Yes.
you are either the host, maybe you can divide the group in the breakout rooms, and I would ask you to discuss in your groups, in your breakout rooms, for 10 minutes. Maybe that's a bit much because I'm just looking at the watch. Let's say 7 minutes. And then come up with the expectation. Where did you get these expectations to summarize the one point from your group? And Elisa, if you can divide these students into quite small groups so that it would be 3 to 4 participants in each group so that it won't be too many.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. And
Thank
just
you.
for the record, we are recording this session, but the conversations that take place in the breakout rooms are not recorded. So feel free to talk freely. None of this will be then recorded and stored. I will make the breakout rooms now.
Thank you, and I will see you in 7 minutes. Like to hear just one comment quickly from different groups about the discussion that you have had, and I would like to hand over to Tuomas, who was in my group, and maybe you can share an idea about, you know, what do you expect and why these expectations.
Yeah, thanks. We were talking a lot about networking and why it is important and the ability to communicate with people from different backgrounds. So I think the networking and the communication were like the key themes we were discussing.
Thank you, Tuomas. Very, very good. Now, could I have a couple more comments from other groups? I have names here on my screen. For example, here is Lilly. Maybe you could say something. No. What about Ala?
I just
yes,
joined.
Thank you. Brilliant.
I just joined, so I didn't hear the conversation. I'm sorry. So I'm really sorry. Will not be able to comment.
Ah, okay. Sorry to hear that. What about we have Rena? Oh, okay. So I guess we just adjust our plans. I hope that you met people in those smaller groups. I think this is the most important one. If I look at the chat discussion, most of you mentioned that you want to meet new people. And I think this is something very, very important to all of us. And very interesting. Why sometimes it can be difficult to meet new people in a new environment is that we know that a lot of things do change when we, for example, now I'm used to face-to-face communication and then I'm here online and I feel very uncertain because the environment has changed. I can't smell you. I can't touch you even if I wanted, and even now with Corona I can't, you know, I love hugging and I can't do that with my friends and I feel really awkward. So I think here we all have an example of what happens when we are faced with something that is different. In communication, when you think about meeting new people, then we have to be aware that, for example, the meaning of verbal communication can be different. In some places, it's the verbal communication is all about keeping the channel open. So you have a voice that tells that we are now connected. In other languages or in other areas, for example, listening behavior is very silent. So there is a different meaning to verbal communication in different languages, for example. We have topics and taboos that, you know, is it appropriate to talk about your income with a stranger, or is it okay to talk about politics with your acquaintances? So these can be different. Is it okay to address your professor with their first name? Or should you address them with professor this and that? There can be differences. Is it okay to ask a question or criticize somebody in a face-to-face negotiation? There can be differences in different places. Also the nonverbal communication, how close you go to a person that you're talking with. Is it okay to touch them? How do you greet? I don't know how you feel now when we have this corona, is that when you're greeting your friends, is it different from what you're used to? And how do you feel? You know, if you're used to hugging your family members and, you know, your parents, for example, or your relatives that you don't live with, but who live in another household, at some point that was kind of no to touch those relatives. How does it make you feel if you can't do what you normally do? And I think this is in the core of coping, is that we have to understand that there are these changes. There is so much research on this. How do we adapt to new cultures and encounters? A lot of it comes from psychology, history, sociology, you name it. And we will just really briefly look into a couple of things that I think would be relevant for us to remember. One thing, I already said that the idea of this Finnish culture could be sort of viewed critically. This is the traditional thinking. Let's say, let's imagine that you are preparing to come to Finland, and Finland would be here in other culture B. Culture A would be your sort of home culture. And the idea is that, and this doesn't work as I wanted. Here we go. Sorry. I would have needed the technical support that you had previously, but here we go. So let's pretend that you are now coming from culture A to culture B. Here we are. And the idea, the traditional idea, is that now it is just about, you know, how is your adaptation process? How is your personality? Are you prepared? Etc., etc. And then do you make friends? So that would be the process. You know, how does Finns see you? Do we reject you, or do we accept that, oh, nice, Allah, you are here? The critical point with this thinking is that I don't think that we can put Allah into this kind of bubble, that this is who you are and nothing else. And I don't think that we can look at Finland as a one monolithic culture. But as I said, it's a question of whether you are going to be adapting to university life, whether you are going to be adapting to your own field, whether you are going to be adapting to something else. So this is more reality. And these pictures are by Vilma Luoma-aho, who's professor in organizational communication, corporate communication nowadays. And this is reality. We are all mixtures of different cultures, and we are adapting all the time. Of course, the difference is big when you come geographically a long distance, or to me, it's a huge difference of teaching face-to-face and here online. So I have to all the time adapt myself, and it's not easy. I would rather avoid these situations. If I could, I would say no. And this is very typical reaction that we have. If you have an anxiety or uncertain about something or someone's communication style, these are the reactions that we typically have. So you get tired, you're listening more carefully when somebody's using another language, even burnout. You tend to avoid those contacts where you don't understand the other person. And oftentimes we also blame the environment for the bad feelings. This is exactly what happened to me in the Netherlands. I blame that, you know, this country and these people are crazy, but it was more complicated than that. So even, you know, mild paranoia, you don't, if imagine you're sitting in a coffee table and suddenly two individuals start to use language that you don't understand. What is your first reaction to that? Very typically, it would be, oh, are they talking about me? Not necessarily, but this is the mild paranoia that we can experience. So just being aware of all these different possible symptoms, you know, might help you to think that this is natural, this is normal, you are okay. So what makes your stay unique? All these different things. So we can't say that everybody will experience these same things, but we all have different things. Hey, Ella, it's good to see you. So we have all different cultural identities in plural. And we can see, for example, here, Ella and I, we're both women. So why should we focus on the fact that we come from different countries while at the same time we could focus on similarities? Because we know that similarities attract. There's loads and loads of research in communication that underlines the fact that if we find something similar, if we share something, that makes us like each other, basically. So I have also done study among students who came to UVascular to study in master program for 2 years. And the biggest challenges that they had were in study-related issues. So not the fact that we came to this weird culture, but it was about studying. You know, how do I write an essay? How do I do this? You know, where do I find the literature? So study-related issues. And this is where your tutors can help. And, you know, there's always help available. Social relationships. So you all mentioned that you want to make new friends. The expectations that you have, also keeping in mind that nowadays when we have the social media and internet, you are keeping in contact with your old friends. Sometimes that may resolve into this phenomena called missing out. It's a kind of, after you've contacted them, you kind of feel that, oh, I wish I was there. And that can be also a challenge to your happiness, basically. Stress and well-being, financial issues, and then homesickness and culture shock. So these were the challenges that the students that I have interviewed and who have participated into this GUDI counseling said that these are the challenges that they faced in University of UVascular. However, something that you all, many of you mentioned that you would like to see in University of UVascular is making new friends. And this is a very good plan because as a communication scholar, and also I've looked into a lot of studies in psychology, make friends, talk to people, try to understand their perspective. And oftentimes it's also stated that communication relationships are one of the most fundamental elements when adaptation is being measured. So, you know, do you have friends in your new environment? But don't focus on the natives, because it can be challenging. If you're only studying in a group of international students, then it can be a challenge to trying to find friends from outside your everyday life. So any people that you can meet, oftentimes you can also share social support with each other if you are in the same situation with others. If you think about, when do you feel content and what do you hope from, the kind of happiness is often related with the notion of home. You know, I feel at home. When do you feel at home? There are loads of things related to that, but oftentimes people kind of say that my home is where my heart is. Surely not the organ, but it's often my friends and my loved ones. So we also know that geographical places do become homes through these relationships. So eventually, when you come and study at University of Jyväskylä, or now when we are all online, I would really encourage us to get to know each other so that we can feel that this is our community. This is where I am home. Because then when you feel that I am at home, it's easier to seek help, for example. You know, if you don't know, you know, when is the deadline for my exam? Who do you ask? You ask from a person that you feel is your friend, right? So that's why this is important. So here are a couple of tips or things that I would like to just to sort of underline and highlight. We have courses in MOVI that are really focusing on trying to establish these social networks and interpersonal relationships among students while we are looking into different phenomena in intercultural and multilingual issues, enhancing competencies in, for example, you know, when you are in a situation that two of your teammates don't share the same language, what do you do? Well, you have to interpret. You have to be the interpreter. So this is multilingual competency, and you can actually develop. And this was just in one example, but we have other things that we are also practicing. So here are a couple of courses that are aimed at you guys. If you have any spare time, I would love to see you there. And also, well, even if you didn't have time for these courses or anything else, becoming aware and reflect. You know, if you have challenges and if you have, you know, problems, don't hesitate to contact. I'm sure you will have a presentation on student life, which is also a whole system at the University of Jyväskylä that is there to help you. Also, don't be afraid of jump out of your comfort zone. It's sometimes scary to talk to people who look really different from you and who probably don't share the same dialect and you don't really understand what they're trying to say. But that is the rewarding part, is that when you actually find that, oh, we share the same language, get to know people, but at the same time, keep in contact with your social networks. Don't forget those, because they're very important for social support, for example. So this was, in a nutshell, what I just wanted to say. I'm really sorry that I didn't see many of you. I'm glad, Alaa, that you came here. So hopefully I will see you around, like face to face. all of you, I wish you good times, a lot of educating and emotionally enriching experiences. It's not always easy, but you know, the price will be at the end. So from my part and from MOVI's part, I hope that you enjoy your time at the University of Jyväskylä. Thank you.
It was very lovely to see you and hear your warm words, really. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alaa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Lotta, for this presentation, which was really interesting and inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go now.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So